New York State dairy industry is in a good place right now. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, state officials want to keep it that way.
When State Agriculture Commissioner Richard Ball was a boy, he used to travel the state for his family's farm business.
You know, it seemed like there were 60 dairies between Albany and Buffalo. And then it seemed like there was only a handful. And now with the department, we inspect and keep our eyes on close to 400 processing plants. And there's about 40 of them in the queue right now to get up and running.
Ball says it's not just the Greek yogurt phenomenon that's fueling this golden age of dairy in New York State. New York dairies also produce the most cream cheese and cottage cheese in the nation. And Ball says some of these new processing plants are looking in different directions as well, including some innovative butter and milk processors looking at smaller niche markets. But he adds the challenge is to keep things going and not return to the days when dairy farmers lived or died depending on milk prices.
Well, hopefully this developing of new markets broadens the marketplace and helps stabilize things. So we're looking all the time and connecting with industry to try to do just that, to keep it less of a roller coaster ride and a little more of a steady growth type of environment that we can grow and prosper in.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.